Hello and welcome to today's Catholic News Podcast, and I'm joined by the Bishop of Plymouth. It's my great pleasure to welcome Bishop Mark O'Toole into the studio. Bishop Mark, how are you?
Very well, thank you, James. Nice to be with you today.
Great, and we're going to talk all things ecumenical.
Well, some things ecumenical,
yes,
at least.
Let's talk some things ecumenical. But it's quite an interesting time, really. Next year marks the so-called start of the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation. But ahead of that, this weekend, you're meeting in Canterbury with your counterpart, the Bishop of Truro. Tell us a little bit about what that meeting's about. It's in Canterbury. Why are you doing that?
Okay, well, it's a pilgrimage to both Canterbury and to Rome. And it's not just the Bishop of Truro, my Anglican counterpart in the southwest, but also from 18 other countries, pairs of Anglican and Catholic bishops coming together. It's through a commission called IARCUM, the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission for Unity and Mission. It's quite a mouthful.
You did well there.
But it's basically an initiative which started around 15 years ago to bring forward ecumenical engagement between the Anglican Communion and the Holy See, not just through theological dialogue, which happens through a particular group called ARCIC, but through the very practical experience of bringing bishops together. So we're going to meet together for a few days in Canterbury and then go on pilgrimage from there to Rome together.
Right. Well, tell us, what is the shape of ecumenism these days? What would you say are the sort of the key areas, the key common areas for us?
Well, I think it's very important what we try to do as pairs of bishops who are coming together in this way from the different countries. So what we're first of all going to do, and it's very important we go to Canterbury and to Rome. So obviously Canterbury, because of we'll go to the tomb of St. Thomas a Becket, and that will obviously, there is a resonance there and a memory of the meeting of the visit of Pope John Paul II to Canterbury when he came to this country and met with and prayed at the tomb of St. Thomas a Becket with Archbishop Runcie. So we're mirroring that.
Yeah.
And prayer, I think, is one of the key dimensions to our ecumenical work together and our partnership. So we'll also do that. We'll be spending the week together experiencing one another's patterns of prayer. In the Catholic Church, how do we celebrate Mass? And in the Anglican Communion, Holy Communion service, we'll be attending those. In addition to that, in Rome, we'll be going to Mass at St. Peter's, and we will meet with the Holy Father and receive from him a special kind of commission for this work. The key areas, I've mentioned the life of prayer. I've mentioned the reality of friendship, personal friendship with one another. St. John Paul II, one of his favorite phrases in relation to ecumenism was, affective ecumenism will lead to effective ecumenism. So it's being with one another, spending time with one another, getting to know one another. And already Bishop Tim of Truro and myself have met several times. We've spent some time together at a monastery in our diocese, spent some time just sharing with one another about our life as bishops and getting to know one another more deeply, spending a time in prayer. The third area, I think, for us is our common witness in terms of our service of others, so the service of those in need. So locally, we've had a conference on modern slavery, which has also involved lots of other partners, and we're fortunate to have the Chief Constable of Devon and Cornwall, Sean Sawyer, who is one of the lead people among the police for this. So we worked with those local agencies in that field. So it's how do we together reach out to those in need and those who are in difficulty, and we'll be looking at more concrete initiatives of that. And the final area, which is also very challenging in our country, is in the whole area of our common witness to the gospel, because as the recent statistics show us, something like 48% of people in this country now identify themselves as having no religion. So whatever the challenges that there are for us in being Christians of different denominations, and there are significant challenges in that field, nevertheless, one of the key areas of life for us is how do we begin to reach out and bear witness to that vast community of people in our land who, for whatever reason, have no real experience or encounter with the person of Jesus Christ.
Now, I think both the Catholic Church and the Church of England recognise that as fundamentally important. And, you know, perhaps people were a little critical of ecumenism maybe 10, 15 years ago. I do detect a bit more willingness, you know, more of these important meetings where there's a visible sign of unity. We know there are places we can go and we can't go at this moment in time. But do you think there's more willingness to sort of cement that relationship?
Well, I think we've stopped looking inwards so much at ourselves, because I think, you know, there's a certain journey that we've been on in terms of our theological dialogue. And that's got to a certain plateau. And I think initially people were quite disappointed maybe, and those who were very committed to the ecumenical journey were quite disheartened for maybe a few years. I think now, rather than getting caught up in that, we're looking at what are actually the positive things that we can either do together in service of the poor, or what are the kind of common witnesses that we can do. Again, it's an encouragement, isn't it, from Pope Francis, that we don't only look inwards at what we're doing, but that we kind of look outwards to the world. And that has a resonance, I think, also in people like the Archbishop of Canterbury and Justin Welby, and the kind of work he's trying to do in this country too, and across the Anglican Communion. But it will be very interesting, I think, to hear the experiences from the other 18 countries as to what levels of partnership exist and what we can also learn from those other countries that we might also try and implement in this country.
And so if you know, you had one wish, I mean, I don't know how far you can go with this, but what would you hope to achieve with this type of meeting?
I think the most important thing is to simply be willing to listen to what the gifts of the other are, and to see how those gifts can be more generously shared for the good of all.
Well, it's going to be a long journey in more than one way, a long pilgrimage. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about that.
Okay. Thank you, James.
Thank you.